Brokenness, Lord, that you embrace our brokenness, O Lord, because you are the one who makes us whole.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Lord, that you call us apart as a community one day a week to come in all of our brokenness and all of our weaknesses and all of our stresses and our doubts and our difficulties, and to fall upon you. Fall upon you and to rest there on that rock.
Thank you.
Lord, we confess that at times we give glory to ourselves and we give glory to the works of this world and we even give glory to the works of the enemy. But Lord, it's our desire to be in your glory, to be of your glory, to be filled to overflowing with your glory, and to have your glory be what comes out of our mouths. My lips shall sing
thank you.
our minds, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. We worship Him. We love Him. And I just invite you to enter into that place of communing with the Lord. When you make the choice to tell Him who He is, make the choice to tell Him what He has done for you. When you make the choice to exalt Him above your trials and your tribulations, to declare the truth that He is our glory and the lifter of our heads. And if you can't cry out, let it not be that He needs to make the rocks cry out. If you can't cry out what a good God we have, whisper it. Whisper it until you believe it. And have courage to put the powers and principalities on notice that our God is a good God. He does not try us. For our sins, Lord, but it has opened the way for fullness of life in You, because He is greater than all other gods. You are greater than all other gods.
Thank you. Sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Thank you.